接下来是我们读经的时间，我们一起要来看今天的经文，记载在《使徒行传》第二章四十到四十七节。
The scripture reading today is Acts chapter 2, verses 40 to 47.
使徒行传第二章四十到四十七节。如果你有自己的圣经，我鼓励你用自己的圣经。如果你没有圣经，没有关系，我们这个投影片上面已经预备好了。
If you have your own Bible.It's better, but if not, it's on the projection.
好，我们一起同声来攻读，我们用一起起立好不好？
Let's arise and read together.
让我们可以恭敬的来读神的话语，你可以用任何的语言。
So in the language of your preference.
好，我们一起来读，预备，请。
With many other words, he warned them and he pleaded with them, save yourselves from this corrupt generation.Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship and to the breaking of bread and to the prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostle. All the believers were together, and they have everything in common.They sold property and possession to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all people. And the Lord added to them the number daily who were being saved. Please be seated.
Today is our church's annual meeting.感谢主的恩典。
Today is our members' annual meeting. Thanks God's grace.
那未来一年我们教会的主题是灵命复苏。
The theme for next calendar year is spiritual revival.
目标是我们希望教会未来能够建立一个重新建立一个神得荣耀，而且属灵生命，我们属灵生命得到复兴的一个教会。
So we want to build a revival church so that our spiritual growth can achieve as well.
那我想请问各位，在我们的想象当中，怎么样的一个教会才是复兴的教会呢？
So in your mind, what kind of church is a reviving church?
而今天世界上有很多所谓的 ABC 成功的教会。
There are many so-called ABC successful church.
什么 ABC 呢？第一个是指 attendance, 就是聚会人数很多。
So A means attendance is huge.
那第二个呢 ？B 呢是这个 building， 就是教堂建筑物很雄伟。
B is building, magnificent。
第三个 C 就是 cash， 教会的金钱奉献很多。
Third is cash, many offerings。
那我们在想，难道这个就是教会复兴的现象吗
？Is that the phenomenon of church revival？
那我们想一想，其实啊，很多异端他也能够这样子。
Even heterodoxy can have such phenomenon.
而且即使正统福音派的教会，这些 ABC 现象也其实也都不一定可靠的。
So even for Orthodox evangelical church, these phenomena may not be reliable.
例如我们在欧洲，我们可以看见很多雄伟的教堂建筑物现在变成博物馆了。
So many magnificent European church turned into a museum.
就在我们加州一个很出名的叫水晶大教堂，已经申请破产了。并且转卖出去了。
Locally, Crystal Cathedral declared bankruptcy and resold to a Catholic diocese.
所以这个 ABC 现象不一定是我们所追求的。
So we should not go after ABC phenomena.
那到底我们所要的一个复兴的教会是怎么样的一个蓝图呢？
Then what's a blueprint for a reviving church?
我想到我们从圣经来学。
So we should learn from Bible.
圣经在初期教会。是一个复兴的教会。
The first century church is a reviving church.
我觉得如果我们要建立一个复兴的教会，我们就应当要从当年使徒时代所建立这个教会是合神心意的教会来学习。
So if you want to build a reviving church, we should learn from the book of Acts to build a church pleasing to the Lord.
你看当时的教会呢，天天都有人得救信主啊，天天都有人聚会，都有人在那聚餐分享，然后大家凡物公用。
So they had meeting daily, enjoying meal together, and everything in common to share.
但 不要误会哈，像我们就要每天都来啊，教会都聚在一起，然后大家这个把财产都变卖，我们房屋共用，过集体的共产主义生活啊，不是这样子的。
So it doesn't mean we have to have meeting every day and sell off your possessions and live a life of commune.
因为那是在当时一个特殊的环境的一种特例。
Because in their day, there's a special circumstances.
但是我们今天处在我们今天的一个时代当中呢，其实使徒时代的这些教会有一些的共通的原则是适用在我们今天的教会的。
But nowadays, certain principles still apply to us.
所以我们要从以下三点，我们要一起来学习。
So we have three principles we need to learn.
在我们的程序单上面，你可以看，你可以把它填上去。
So there's an outline, there's some blank for you to fill in.
第一方面是我们对内的。我们对内的一个生命的态度。
The first one toward inside your life attitude.
对内的一个生命态度有三方面，我们要来讲到对内的一个生命态度。第一个呢是重建一个谦卑学习的教会。
The first one is to rebuild a humble church.
在第四十一到第四十二节，那里怎么说
？So verses 41 and 42.
他说在那里，于是领受。他话的人就受了洗。那一天，门徒约添了三千人，都怎么样？恒心遵守使徒的教训。
So those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
所以他们的共同点就是谦卑的学习真理这样的一个态度。
So the common ground, they were humbly learning the truth.
尤其对于属灵权柄的顺服，执行的非常彻底。
Especially about submission to spiritual authority, the execution was complete.
因为当时成千上万的信徒全都对这些使徒们服从、支持，而且向他们谦卑学习。
There are tens and thousands of disciples they followed and support apostles, learn from them humbly.
没有人提出质疑或挑战这些使徒。
Nobody questioned or challenged them.
但是你知道这些使徒是什么人吗？
But those apostles,
耶稣所选的这些学生，你看来看去啊，没有一个像样的。
Chosen by Jesus, but they are all from humble origin.
有些当中没有学问哈，有些人脾气又不好啊，有些人爱睡觉，跟耶稣祷告的最后的祷告会都会打瞌睡的。
Some are educated, some hot-tempered, some are lazy, snoozy, and even dozing off when pray with Jesus.
有些人又喜欢说大话，贪生怕死，像是耶稣被捕的时候，个个都鸟兽散了，忠诚度这个值得怀疑。
Some boastful, some afraid to die, so they scatter when Jesus was arrested, so you question their loyalty.
但比起使徒时代，你看其他的人，人才济济。
In their generation, there are more talented people abound.
很多懂旧约这时候这些的学问非常的博学的这些一大堆。
There are many old Testament scholars.
很多很爱主的灵命比他们好的比比皆是。你看，例如第一批被选出来管理饭食的，你就可以看出他们多么优秀啊。
They were more spiritual and loved the Lord. For example, the first deacon chosen to minister. The meal, you can see their quality.
按着人的标准来看，应该让有才能、有才干、有能力的人来当领袖才对啊。
According to man, you should choose a leader with talents and ability.
可是，一个复兴的教会一个特色就是信徒们向使徒们谦卑的学习，而且看见他们对属灵权柄的顺服。
But the characteristic of a reviving church is disciple learning from apostle, especially submissive to the spiritual authority.
他们这样的顺服表现其实就是表现在对神主权的顺服。
The submission actually is to the Lord.
因为这些使徒是神亲自拣选他们，是耶稣亲自拣选他们。
Because God chosen the apostle.
就算再不好，也是在上帝的主权当中。
Even though they were not able, but it's under God's authority.
所以我们说，真正降服主的人，他会表现在降服对主仆人的顺服。
So if we're really submissive to the Lord, then we'll be submissive to the servant of the Lord.
这就是为什么我们今天看见教会中许多弟兄姐妹卧虎藏龙，人才济济，在各方面能力、知识、才干，我相信都胜过牧师。
So that's why our church are full of talented brothers and sisters in many area, probably better than preacher.
但是他们却选择对牧师的支持及属灵权柄的顺服，因为他们知道建立，这是建立教会复兴的属灵原则。
But they decided to support the pastor because they know that's the principle, spiritual principle for church revival.
反倒我们看见那些少数在教会中刁难、辖制牧师传道人，不谦卑与主这个的主权的，你看他们教会不会复兴的。
And some churches, they gave pastor a hard time and hold pastors hostage, not submissive to spiritual authority. Their church will not be a reviving church.
就算教会传道人各方面都不如你，但是你仍要谦卑顺服，因为他是神的选召，而你不是。
Even though you think the pastor is deficient, you are submissive to them because God chose the pastor, not you.
就像你在公司上班，可能你的上司、你的老板各方面都不如你，但是他是你的上司。
But even at work, maybe your boss is, is a moron, but he's your boss after all.
没办法，你只能。
You're helpless.
没有办法，要不你就来当牧师。
So then you come and become a pastor.
那第二个呢，是我们要重建一个团契相交的一个教会。
And second point, we need to build a fellowship church.
那他们彼此交接，信的人都在一处，然后呢，天天同心合意的、恒切的在那里祷告。
So they devoted themselves together and praying together.
彼此交接是什么意思呢
？So fellowship, what does it mean?
不是交接任务啊。不是交接事工啊
It's not relaying mission or your jobs.
交接任务，那是互相推卸责任的。
So that kind of thing is kicking the can down the street.
交接的原意就是分享。
The fellowship means sharing.
它也可以翻译成团契。
Mean together.
那除了团契聚会与他人互动呢，也可能包括与别人一起吃饭啊。擘饼在当时就是吃饭的意思。
So the action including breaking the bread or having meals together.
或一起分享宗教经验。
Or sharing some religion experience.
这也是我最近我们教会一直鼓励开放我们星期五晚上我们可以聚在一起一起吃饭。
So that's why we promote a Friday fellowship and have dinner together.
然后礼拜天我们聚完会也请大家尽量留下来吃饭。
And encourage to stay after Sunday to have a lunch fellowship together.
并不是因为我们的饭是全尔湾最好吃的。
Doesn't mean the meal is the best in Irvine area.
但是这却是一个机会，让我们可以彼此团契，可以彼此相交。
But it's an opportunity to fellowship.
当我们愿意与别人来相交、连结、分享与联合，其实就是一种生命态度的突破。
So when we want to interact, connect, unite with others, that's a breakthrough about your life attitude.
因为当我们要与别人来团契、来相交、来联合的，其实本来就很不容易的事情。
It's difficult to fellowship, interact, or connect.
尤其我们华人的习惯，我们喜欢单打独斗的。
Especially Chinese, we're a classical loner.
我们每个人的想法、我们的意见都很好的。
We think full of ourselves.
我们不容易放下我们的。心里的这种想法去跟人家妥协去接纳对方不容易的
It's difficult to let down and accommodate others
但是团契相交的生活就必须要先有对内的操练
But there's an internal discipline for fellowship
先有对内的操练的对付然后才会有对外的操练
From inside out then you can show discipline
也就是说先对内我们先放下我们里面的成见来调整自己去适应对方。
So let go of your own opinion, adjust yourself to adapt to others.
这样才能够有真正的团契相交，否则就会演变成独裁或是跋扈。
Only then you can have fellowship, otherwise it will turn into a dictatorship or arrogance.
所以一个有团契相交的教会才能够成为一个流露主爱的教会。
A fellowship church and show God's love.
也可以成为一个合神心意的教会
pleasing to God.
这样才是一个复兴的教会
Then it is a reviving church.
第三方面呢，我们要重建是一个敬虔生命的教会。
Certainly, we rebuild a devoted church.
啊，第啊四四十三节那里，他这里说到众人都惧怕。
So and fear came upon everybody.
那四十三节这里讲到众人都惧怕，怎么会惧怕呢？
So how come people fear?
是不是他们活在一个没有安全感的恐惧当中呢？
Because their lack of security?
啊，不是的。
Not so.
乃是他们实际经历到这位又真又活的神之后，他们生命的态度就不敢随便了。
So once they experience a true and powerful God, then their life attitude changed from casual.
你还记得当年耶稣与门徒在海面上那个狂风大作，然后耶稣竟然可以在船上那里睡觉。
Do you remember one time Jesus and apostle passed the Sea of Galilee, there's a storming.
可是当这狂风大作的时候，门徒原本只是在那里胆怯，在那里胆怯。但是耶稣吩咐止息风浪之后呢，门徒圣经记载说变得大大的惧怕。
So Jesus was sound asleep, the disciple was fear, but then Jesus calmed the storm. Then the apostle, the disciple said they were terrified.
奇怪了，应该这个面对狂风大作的时候，他们几乎要丧命了，那时候有惧怕，要惧怕才对，怎么会到平静风浪的时候，这个已经雨过天晴了，都没事的时候，才大大惧怕呢？怎么会这样子？
They should be afraid of the storm about their life.How come when the storm came down, then they were terrified?
那是因为他们经历过神的真实跟大能之后，他不得不对这位神存着谨慎敬畏的心。
So because they experienced the true and power in God, then become careful and reverential.
当你对神存着一个敬畏的心，其实这就是活出一种谨慎的生命态度。
If you're reverential to God, then we'll live your life in a prudent way.
以至于我每一天所行的、所做的每一件事情，我们都会小心翼翼的，不敢草率的应付。
Everything and every day, you will tread carefully, not in rash.
也不会做出一些违背上帝心意的事来得罪神，因为我们知道神是轻慢不得的。
Then you will not disobey God and offend God, because you know we cannot.Dishonor God.
就像当年约瑟之所以有敬虔的一个生命态度，在他面对他祖母的诱惑时候，他不敢行恶得罪神，那就是对神的一个惧怕。
Just like Joseph, he lived a godly life. Even though he was seduced by master's wife, he would not offend God because he feared God.
今天我们也是如此，可能很多人没有看见哦，要做什么事情，没人不知道哦。但是当你心存敬畏神、惧怕神的时候，你就不敢乱来。
Even today is the same. When nobody is watching, if you fear God, you do not dare to sin.
第二方面呢，是除了对内，还有一个对外的一个社区见证。
The secondly, to our outside testimony to the community.
好，我们一起来读四十五节到四十七节，好吗
？Let's read verses 45 to 47.
预备，请。
They sold property and possession to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread and eat together, and with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
我说过后，我们的反应可以决定我们讲到的品质。
So your response decided on the quality of the preaching.
所以你们越没劲呢，我就越讲的越没劲。
So you need to provide me with some energy.
我上礼拜呢，在我之前牧养的教会啊，讲这个聚会，跟他们道别啊，那么这个人数，他们大概一百多人哈。
So last week I visited my previous church and say goodbye to them. The congregation is about 100 plus people.
那他们已经被我训练成，他们读圣经这个圣经都很大声的回应了。
So they were trained when they read Bible, they read aloud.
那我觉得我的这个狮子还没有把它训练到对圣经的这个回应大声一点，这是我的错。我们下一次我们再试看看，好不好？
So next time we try louder.
好， 对外的社区阶的同样有三方面。
To outside, we still have three principles.
第一个是重建一个爱心分享的教会。
Number one, rebuild a love-sharing church.
我们一起再来读一下哈, 44到45节, 讲到,
so let's read 44 and 45 together.
信的人, 我们一起预备来。
All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possession to give to anyone who had need.
分给个人，我们可以看见这样一个爱心分享的教会。
So we can see a love-sharing church.
请不要误会，圣经并不是鼓励共产主义生活。
Don't get me wrong, the Bible does not promote communism.
在当时是由于社会上需要照顾的穷人太多了。
But in that time, there are many poor people in need.
而且当时又面对宗教逼迫，在这样的一个特殊环境背景之下，当时的信徒不约而同的，他们看见一件事情，就是看见别人的需要胜过自己。
They were facing a religious persecution under such circumstances. Everybody saw their need is not as important as others because of love. They share everything together.
因为爱心的缘故，所以他们就将所拥有的东西都拿出来分享。So
that's why they sold their property and shared together.
没有圣经规定他们这样做的，是他们自己甘心乐意这样做的。Nobody
instructed them to do so. They do it out of their love.
而且整个圣经的记载，只有在那一个特殊的时期有记载过他们有过这样的共产生活，之后就再也没有了。
And the Bible recorded just for that certain period of time, and there was no other similar thing recorded in anywhere else.
那就算圣经有实行过一段共产主义的生活，但是在今天，这与今天所谓的共产主义本质上完全不同了。Even
though there's the Bible said just a period of time was a life of commune, but compared to communism, in principle, it's totally different.
今天的共产主义并不是
The communism is not from love.
反倒可能是因为恨,
Actually, it's from hate.
因为恨社会的贫富不均,
hatred about the gap between wealthy and poor, about the injustice.
恨那些剥削穷人的大地主,
hatred about landlords taking advantage of poor people.
所以共产就是大家都有饭吃,
so just everything sharing together.
其实这个理念很好,
Ideally, it seems good.
他暂时消除了这个怨恨，还有不公平。
Temporarily get rid of the hatred and injustice.
但是他仍然没有真正解决问题啊。
But it does not solve the fundamental problem.
但爱心分享就不一样了。
But love sharing is totally different.
不是这些人的爱心特别多，没地方发泄，就给别人，不是这样子的。
Because their love is overflowing.
乃是因为当时信徒 他被神的爱得着之后，他们知道他们所拥有的这一切都是来自神，所以他们也甘心乐意的来与人分享这些神所赐给他们一切的好处。Because
disciple understand the blessing from God, they know everything is from God. That's why they're lovingly, willingly share their blessing to others.
不过我们看今天的环境已经跟当时不一样了。Nowadays
the situation is different.
首先我们没有处在一个被逼迫的环境。
There's no persecution around us.
而且我们每一个人也都有家庭责任要尽。
And we have our responsibility to our family.
所以我们不鼓励实行凡物共用，不需要变卖家产来供应其他有需要的人。
So we don't encourage sharing everything. There's no need to sell off your property and goods.
但是尽管环境已经不一样，不需要变卖这个家产，实行共产主义。不过我们在属灵的角度来看， 变卖田产这个家业，相当于今天我们在教会当中，我们也必须要放弃一切的占有和地盘，要放手交托出去啊。So
the situation is different. We don't need to sell off our property and goods, but from a spiritual point of view, in church, selling your property is similar to just taking a stronghold of your privilege at church and your position.
很多可能我们舍得不舍得分出去的，可能你抓住教会中的这些权力地位，紧紧不放的，那个你要放手哎。
Someone hold on to the power at church and their turf.
不再有任何的人事物该受自己的控制。这个与当时的这个变卖家产、拾紧凡物公用的这种爱心分享的原则其实是一样的。
We should not put everything under our own control in church. That's similar to selling off the property in the first century church.
你愿不愿意看到别人的需要而把自己能够为他做的能够分享出来呢？
Are you willing to share it according to other people's needs?
当我们有这样愿意爱心分享的这样的一个原则我们才能够建立一个有社区有见证的教会。
Only when we are loving sharing church, then we can be a testimony to the community.
很多人是被教会的爱心所吸引来的，不是因为他们真的是对这个读圣经有兴趣的。
Most people are attracted to church because of the love, not because of the Bible in the first place.
因为就是因为这爱的记号才能够把人吸引来到教会的。
The signs of love attract people to church.
那第二个我们要重建的是一个表里一致的教会。
Then be a rebuild a consistent church.
我们一起来读四十六节，好不好？
Let's read verses 46 together.
然后预备，请。
Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts.
这里讲到说，无论在公共场合或者在私人的家里，他们都是一样的态度。
That means they're consistent in private or in public.
不但是众人同心合意。恒切的在圣殿里的这种公开场合，然后呢，他说从这家到那家啊，这个翻译哈，这个就是从这家到那家。
So they continued to meet together in the temple and broke bread in their home or from house to house.
啊，这是在
different translation.
这是在这个钦定版的翻译是从这个家到那个家啊。
So another translation from house to house.
所以都存着。都存着相同的态度相同的标准相同的原则没有说一套做一套
They're consistent in their attitude, standard, and principle. They said what they mean, they do what they said.
他没有戴着假面具、哦、来到这里的时候、哦、戴上这个面具来到这回到家里也不一样了、啊、没有这样子的不一样的不同
There are no hypocrites or duplicity.
反倒是他们坦诚的相待而且存着欢喜诚实的心用饭
So they eat together with glad and sincere hearts.
什么叫诚实的心？你
吃饭不诚
实，是不是？你吃几口啊？就夹几口，怎么吃？我们不用诚实来形容我们吃饭嘛，是不是
？So a sincere heart doesn't mean honesty.
其实诚实的意思是，这存着一个喜乐，还有诚实是指单纯。单一的心、啊、就是、啊、纯一的心来吃饭
Glad sincere heart means like singleness of heart、
啊、不要以为说、哎、吃饭是一个小事很容易搞定
Don't trivialize meal
因为吃饭可复杂啦
So it's very complicated
我们当中有人煮过饭的
So who has experience of cooking、
啊、只有女生啊男生都不煮饭哎呦男生也有举手、
There are several men who knows how to cook.
那有没有煮给别人吃饭的？好，煮给自己
吃。Have you cooked for others?
我曾经煮给别人吃的，哇，更多了哈。
Oh, that's so many. Right, that's good.
那我问你们，煮饭容不容易
？So it's easy to cook for others.
煮给自己吃容易啦，是不是
？So it's simple to cook for yourself.
那煮给别人吃呢
？What about cooking for others?
这叫什么？众口难调。
So it's very difficult to please everyone.
能不能单纯呐、啊？有没有这个喜乐啊？要存着这个诚实，这个单一，这个很不容易哦。
So it's difficult to have a glad and sincere heart eat together.
有人喜欢吃鱼，有人喜欢吃肉，有人喜欢吃面，有人喜欢吃饭。
Some prefer fish, some prefer meat, some prefer noodles, some prefer rice.
你想看一家才几口人呐、啊、
？Even within the same household.
做饭的人就在伤脑筋啊。
It's so difficult to please everyone.
那你想看看当时的教会有上万人。
Imagine the tens of thousands in that church.
但是竟然大家全部都存着欢喜，还有诚实那种单一的、单纯的心，那很不容易。
So it's so unusual they ate together with glad and sincere hearts.
单纯的心是里面是很单纯，不会说我里面有很多的想法、很多的这种啊意见啊、很多的这种啊不愉快啊，他们可以很单纯的心。感恩的心欸，这很不容易。
So that's a singleness heart that gives thanks and sincere.
难怪当时的教会是复兴的。
No wonder they were a reviving church. And look at our church. So probably those 50 some people gather. And the hospitality ministry is a headache.
以后我告诉你，从这个礼拜五开始，我们以后每个礼拜五都有饭吃。
And then we provide simple meal every Friday night.
哇，这更不容易了。
So that's even more difficult.
啊，煮了一大堆的菜，结果没有人来吃。
So sometimes you prepare much and very little showed up.
你菜煮的人会很高兴吗？
So do you think the people preparing will be happy?
有没有人煮过菜，煮完之后，你的家人都不给你吃的，不给你赏脸的，有没有？
Your parents, when you cook and nobody wanted to finish that?
有，然后你会很高兴说，太好了，我一个人可以自己吃完了。
Some say, okay, it's all mine, but that's beyond the point.
同样的，我们准备了很精彩、很丰盛的菜之后，没有人来吃，我相信我们的心里是不愉快的，不是很开心的哈。所以要存着欢喜的心啊。 我们不是说太好了，我可以今天多吃一点了。我想不会这样子的。我希望我们大家能够一起来，在吃饭的事上，我们可以表里一致。So
sometimes you have a feast, but nobody showed up, and that's why we want to be consistent in the meal service.
当然，我们也不能因为说准备饭食伤脑筋，所以我们就干脆不要吃饭了。But
not we cannot don't eat because it's difficult to prepare meals.
因为管理饭食。
Because it requires wisdom and ability for hospitality ministry.
你知道早期初代教会选出第一批最优秀的这些同工啊，这些执事啊，他们是在做什么事的？
So the first century church select the best deacon. What do they do?
他们就是用来管理饭食的。
It's about manage meals.
为什么？因为管理饭食很难啊。
And it's a difficult task.
你说为什么吃饭要存着欢喜、诚实的心用饭？因为许多人表面上对食物还没意见啊，私底下就说啊没吃饱。What
does it mean with gladness in your heart?
Because 太咸了，太淡了，太油腻了，都说好吃啊，表面上好吃，可是心里就不单纯了。
People just give lip service saying, "Oh, it's fine," but in private they said, "Well, it's not enough. It's too salty, not tasty."
所以心不单纯，就是圣经所说的，他不能够存诚实的心用饭了。So
that's not a singleness of heart. That means you cannot eat with glad and sincere hearts.
但是你可以想象吗？当时的教会建立的时候，居然没有这样的情形出现。
Imagine the church did not have such situations.
直到使徒行传第六章开始，才有说希腊话的这些寡妇被忽略。Until
Acts chapter 6, that someone pointed out that the Grecian widows were neglected.
就好像今天我们在教会当中有一些的说啊，这个不是以主流语言的为主的人，他们被忽略了这个饭食，所以他才选出这些管理人才来解决这些问题。
So that's why they select a certain people to manage and meditate and mediate the dispute.
所以可见我们要一直维持这种欢喜诚实的状况呢，非常不容易。
So it's very difficult to maintain a glad and sincere hearts.
所以我们可以从这个吃饭这件事上，我们看见一个表里合一的教会。
So from the hospitality ministry, we know it's important to be a consistent church.
无论在公开的场合，或是挨家挨户。
Whether in public or door to door visit, so consistency is a wonderful testimony. That's something we need to learn.
第三方面是我们对外我们要建立一个是深受欢迎的教会。
Certainly, build a welcomed church.
我们一起来读第47节，好不好？
So let's read verses 47 together.
来，这里赞美神得
praising God and enjoy the favor of all the people.
好，这里说得众民的喜爱，众民是包括那些信的人跟那些不信的人。Favor
of all people, Christian and non-Christian included.
所以基督徒在社区当中应当有好的人际关系、社区友谊，还有深受欢迎的这些见证。
So Christians in the community should enjoy good interpersonal relationships, a friendship in the community, and welcome by
others.
Bible mentioned Christians should be the light and salt of the world and bring positive influence in the community.
所以当社区当中提到基督徒 大家，包括信的与不信的，是不是跟都喜欢跟他们交往呢？
So when community mentioned about Christian, everybody, believer and non-believer included, do they like to interact with Christians?
我们如果在这个社区当中，他说，哦，他是基督徒，哎呦，离远一点啊。
So are we welcome or people shunned Christian?
哇，那是我们要检讨了。
Then we need to have some introspection.
还是当我们提到基督徒的时候，他们就会竖起大拇指说，哦，他们都是很有爱心的人。
Or when they mention Christian, they mention, oh, they're loving people.
他们是很有见证的人。
And everybody welcome.
他们是那些愿意帮助你的人。
They're willing to help.
所以这些基督徒就很受到欢迎了。
That's why they're favored.
所以我们要检讨是我们的教会是不是在整个社区当中受到欢迎呢？
So we want to examine whether we are welcome in our community.
还是我们所接触的人当中，我们都觉得我们是不受欢迎的，好像跟这个也不合，跟这个也处不好。
Or people shun the Christian.
别人看见你就躲得远远的。
Oh, people, when you come in, and they went the other way.
所以你只有教会的朋友，没有外面的朋友。
So you only have friends within the church. You don't have any friend outside the church.
这样好吗？
Is that a good thing?
耶稣要我们进入世界当中，就是进入社区当中，如同羊进入狼群。
Jesus wants us to be in the world, just like into the community, just like sheep into the wolf pack.
他不要我们躲到深山野林去修道，而是要成为那和平之子，使人和睦，让社区的人喜欢，而不是让人讨厌的。
So Jesus wants us.Into the community, not hiding in a remote monastery.
很可惜，说今天我们常常觉得说啊，传福音好难哦。其实并不是福音本身信息不好，而是因为我们常常福音的对象，因为对基督徒有一些反感、讨厌。
So you think spreading gospel is difficult? Nothing wrong with the gospel because the person you want to spread the gospel already have a negative impression against Christian.
你有没有听过这样说？哦，他这样是基督徒哦，我还做得比他好。
So you heard us that he's a Christian. I think I'm a better person than that Christian.
求神怜悯我们，我希望我们当中没有这样的人让人来绊倒的。
So may God have mercy that anyone Christian among us won't be the stumbling block to others.
让我们每一个人都深得社区众人成为深得社区众人喜爱的人。
Let everyone here welcomed in the community.
那最后一方面的第三方面是除了对内对外，还有一个是对上的和睦追求。
The thirdly is toward up, longing for God.
我们一起来读第四十三节，还有到46、47节。
Let's read verses 43 to 46.
好，预备，来。
Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miracle signs were done by the apostle. All the believers were together and had everything in common, selling their possession and goods to one another as they need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts.
同样的，有三方面我们要一起来建立。第一个是要建立一个看重祷告的教会。
First, building a praying church.
但是在那边，我们可以看见他们在那祈祷，哈，波比祈祷，在那赞美神。
So it said they're praying and praising God.
啊，所以祷告哈，不是只要这个要那个，祷告也是包括认罪，包括颂赞啊，包括感恩和祈求。
So, praying is just not asking; it's about supplication, adoration, give thanks.
所以你如果要经历祷告的这个大能。欢迎礼拜三晚上来参加祷告会。
If you want to experience power of prayer, come to Wednesday prayer meeting.
你看当时这些蒙恩的罪人聚在一起，我就成了一个教会。
So when saved people blessed gather together, then there's a church.
当时使徒时代的教会呢，他们在犹太人的会堂或是圣殿，他们甚至在个人的家里，他们坐在那里。
Sometimes they meet in a Jewish synagogue or temple courts or in private homes.
所以教会就兴旺了，天天都有人得救了。
And then church is revived, and the number was added to them daily.
其实当时我们可以看见，他们固定聚会，属于他们自己的教堂都没有，但是他们教会竟然可以复兴。
In that time, they didn't have a fixed gathering place, but the church was being revived.
当时他们聚集的地方虽然是在这个圣殿啊，但是这些是圣殿是被这些宗教人士所管理的。
Even though they met in the temple courts, but they were governed by some other religious people.
我觉得我们都比他们强，因为我们有拥有我们属于自己的这个建筑物啊。
So we're much better off. We own their own building.
可是当时他们这些人，他们没有，只是他们却愿意开放自己的家里。
In the first century, disciples they were willing to open their home for meeting.
所以他们每一次聚集的时候，他们就在那里追求，在那里祷告，在那里赞美神。
So when they met, they praised and they prayed.
那其实一个原因很简单，因为他们教会之所以可以复兴，原因很简单，是因为他们看重祷告。
The reason they're a reviving church, they put priority in prayer.
这一点是我们比不上的。
We have no comparison to them.
Yeah, 我们教会如果要经历复兴，除非我们看重祷告。
Our church need to pay attention to praying before reviving.
你看这个教会当时初代教会建立之前，他们是从祷告开始的。
They build a church from praying.
从马可楼120人在那里祷告，直到圣灵降临得能力为止。
They continued praying until the Holy Spirit descended upon them.
后来教会复兴的时候，他们更是不停止祷告。
So when church was revived, they prayed incessantly.
人数少的时候，他们也祷告；人数多的时候，他们更是祷告。
They pray when there are little. They pray when there are more people.
那今天我们来反看我们今天的教会，尤其是那些我们爱主的弟兄姐妹，甚至传道人。我们常常被繁重的事工压得喘不过气来，根本没时间好好祷告。
Today, many churches, especially the brothers and sisters serving, or even missionary, they were so overwhelmed with the ministry. They have no time for praying.
我们给一个很美丽的借口，这忙的做事的时间都不够了，还有时间祷告。
So the excuse has been there's not enough time for ministry, so no more time for praying.
我们觉得说啊，祷告实在是太浪费时间了，然后对空气讲话，然后又好像很不实际的。
So maybe a waste of time, and sometimes the prayer is not answered, so probably not necessary.
而且没有实际的及时的效果。那如果要真的要祷告，我想先决定先开会哦，就决定做完事啊，有多余的精力再去祷告。
Because the response of prayer is not instant, so probably we should carry on with our ministry first. If we have extra time, then we pray.
假如我们有这样的想法，其实主要伤心呢。
If we have such idea, then God will be saddened.
我们常常说啊，祷告是因为没有办法中的办法，啊，只好祷告了。
So prayer is oftentimes the last resort.
但事实上不是，祷告是所有办法当中最好的办法。
But actually, prayer actually is the best way to do things.
从四福音当中，我们看见耶稣一再给我们一个看重祷告的榜样。
From four gospels, you can see Jesus stressed time and the time, the model for prayer.
你说耶稣还需要祷告？
Why Jesus need to pray?
他是神啊。
He is God.
他说什么就成就什么，他还需要祷告。
So he said it will be achieved. Why does he need to pray?
但是他却自己以身作则，每一次都是把祷告放在第一位。
But he set example. Whatever he did, he prayed first.
他多次教导他的门徒自己看重祷告，成为一个看重祷告的人。
And he taught his disciple to be a person of prayer.
后来我们看见这些使徒们生命改变了。
So we know the disciples changed their lives around.
他们也以看重祷告来继续满足耶稣的期待。
So they stressed the importance of prayer to continue finishing Jesus' expectation for them.
所以今天我们也必须要看重祷告来继续满足神的期待。
So right now we should put prayer first to continue satisfying the expectation of God.
所以还是要再鼓励我们弟兄姐妹，星期三如果你能够来的话，来参加教会祷告会；如果你不能够来，你在家里也可以一起祷告。
So I encourage you to pray with us Wednesday night. If you cannot come, pray at home.
第二呢，是我们要重建一个满有神迹的教会。
Secondly, rebuild a miraculous church.
四十三节他说，使徒又行了许多奇事神迹。
So many wonders and signs performed by the apostles.
一个复兴的教会必定会经历神奇妙的大能作为。
So a reviving church will experience the wonderful deeds from God.
在圣经这个应许，马可福音十六章就说，信的人必有神迹奇事随着他们。
So in book of Mark showed people of faith, miracle will happen to them.
许多人说，哎呀，今天什么时代？科学时代已经没有神迹了。
Today they say science dispute miracle.
其实神迹每天都在发生啊。
However, miracle happens every day.
因为神迹就是神的踪迹。
Because miracle is the presence of God.
因为神只要神是真实的活着，是那又真又活，那必定有他的踪迹啊。
Because God is a true and living God, so we will experience His presence.
所以我们若经常与神同在，我们就会经历。神的神迹啊，神所发生的事迹啊。
So if we have God's presence, then we will experience miracle.
我宁愿这样说，我们若经常与神同行
，Actually, we should walk with God.
我们就一定会发现神迹的。
Then we will discover miracle.
使徒时代就是这样子。
So in the time of Book of Acts,
当他们与神同行的时候，他们的确事实他们是经历了神的同在。使徒们经常与神同行，结果。神迹奇事自然就在哪里发生了。
They walk with God, so they experience the presence of God. The miracle happened.
其实使徒只不过是实行神迹的工具，真正的主角还是神自己。
So actually, apostle is just a vessel of God's miracle, and God is the leading role for miracle.
你可以看见，在使徒时代，他们行的可以使这个瘸腿的在门口的起来行走的，哇，这个神迹。你说今天还会发生吗？
So do you think in the old days the lamb walk such miracle can happen today?
今天我们看见一个很奇怪的现象。
But there's some weird phenomena today.
许多人拼命的去追求这些神迹。
Many people are after miracles.
那许多人也宣称他有这个行使神迹的能力。
They follow the person with with gift of miracle.
所以有听说哪里有神医布道会，哇，他们就去参加了。
So they want to have the healing ministry or healing special meeting.
那也真的，哇，他们在这个整个大会场当中，他们看见，哇，果然神当场就医治很多的人，就得医治了。
And then many people over there healed.
呀，果然当他手一挥的时候，哇，下面的人全部倒下去了。
When they raised their hand, many people just fell to the ground.
有人把这个轮椅推上来的时候呢，把那轮椅就把它丢掉，哎，这个拿着拐杖的上来的，把拐杖丢掉，哎，这不就平平安安的就走下去了。
Some people came with wheelchair and a crank, and then left without wheelchair or crank.
我当然有一些是夸张的哈，有一些是太夸张，我们也知道。
Some are exaggeration.
那有些是在表演的，我们也知道。
Some just for show.
那我们要思想一个问题：我们今天很多人就是光看这些的外在的现象，但是却不愿意去付代价走实际的道路与神同行。你说这样神迹会发生吗
？But you have to think they're willing to follow the miracle, but they're not willing to pay the price for the cross and walk with God.Do you think miracle would really happen?
其实在耶稣的时代，也一群宗教人士也是这样子的，他就叫耶稣行神迹给他看。其实耶稣过去不是行了很多很多的神迹吗？
Even in Jesus' time, some religious people ask miracle from Jesus.
那就算发生，其实对你有什么意义呢？
Even miracle did happen, what does it mean to you?
那这跟去看一场秀或是魔术表演有什么差别呢？
It's just about performance or magic show.
还是一样嘛，生命没有改变，然后看着哇，觉得不知道怎么做到的，自己一套，但是觉得哇，很好看，很好看。
The life is not changed, just watching a show.
但你的生命却一点跟你的生命一点意义都没有。
That means nothing to your life.
其实今天我们觉得教会最大的神迹，其实不是能够赶鬼。不是能够说方言，不是那些病得医治，甚至死人复活这个超自然现象的发生。
The most significant miracle in the church is not driving out demons, speaking tongues, healing the sick, or revive the dead. those supernatural phenomena.
我觉得最大的神迹是我们那颗刚硬的心竟然可以得到改变，可以回转归向神。
The most amazing miracle is our hardened heart can be changed and returned to God.
我觉得最大的神迹是我们这些原本该死该受惩罚的罪人竟然可以蒙神的恩典，能够领受救恩，可以罪得赦免，甚至将来可以承受永生。你说这不是最大的神迹吗？
We are all sinners, deserve to die, but right now we're forgiven and even receive eternal life. That's the biggest, the most wonderful miracle.
而我们身上目前所承受的，你说这些生病疾病、马上得医治了，当场得医治了，或者是死人而当场活了，难道他不会再生病？难道他都不会再死吗？
Even though you heal the sick or revive the dead, they will get sick and died in the future.
所以这样的神迹其实不可靠的。
So those miracles are not reliable.
我盼望我们教会满有神迹，是我们满有许多生命改变的这种见证。
So we want a church, the miracle is about changed life.
这是我们所需要的。
That's what we need.
最后一个是我们要建立同心敬拜的教会。
Lastly, build a worshiping church.
46节那里讲到信的人都在一处，然后在殿里，然后呢在那里擘饼。
So every day they continue to meet together in the temple court, breaking bread.
信的人都在一处，他们聚集在一起，请问他们做什么？
So what do they do gathering together?
他们在那集体敬拜。
So it's a corporate worship.
他们或在个人家里，他们在那擘饼聚会，其实也是敬拜。
Sometimes in someone's home, the breaking bread, that's worship.
他们天天同心合意的陈切在殿里，这也是敬拜。
So every day they persevered worshiped in the temple, that's worship too.
所以敬拜不单单是外在的聚集，更是在乎我们内心对神的态度。
So worship is not just hourly gathering, it's more about our heart and attitude.
因为当我们同心合意的时候，无论我们身处何处，只要我们向神而活的这样的一个生命，这就成为一个最美的敬拜。
As long as in one mind, regardless where we are, we live the life to glorify God, then that's the most beautiful worship.
所以今天早上我们领诗的同工在讲，我们将自己身体献上当作活祭啊，这样的敬拜啊，这样的侍奉其实是敬拜，乃是理所当然的。
So offer your body as a living sacrifice. That's the real worship.
所以敬拜不是指礼拜天早上，
So worship is not just about Sunday morning.
敬拜是指我们每一天生活的态度。
So it's about our daily life, our attitude.
所以我们要建立一个同心敬拜的教会，其实并不在乎我们人数有多少。
So with the worshiping church, it's not about the number.
也不在乎我们敬拜的音乐或是程序品质的好坏啊。
It's not even about music or the worship procedure or even the quality of worship.
乃是我们有一个相同的看见，就是我们共同活出一个敬拜的生命。
So it's all about we worship together, living a worshiping life.
也就是献上活祭的敬拜，那是神所喜悦的敬拜。
So offering ourselves as living sacrifice, that's what pleasing to God.
如果我们能够这样子的有一个这样的一个的操练的话，无论我们是在教堂啊，这个在这里一起唱歌。祷告聚集，或者在谁家里趴啦，好，在吃饭用餐，我们照样可以活出主的荣美，都可以享受主同在的甜蜜。
So it doesn't matter we're singing a hymn or having potluck dinner together, we can live a life that glorify God. Then we can enjoy the presence of God.
并且我们可以经历到人心归向神的这种行动改变，这就是全人的真实的敬拜。
So we experience a changed heart returning to Lord.That's the whole body, real worshiped.
这也是一个复兴教会所应当拥有的特质。
That's a true characteristic of a worshiping church.
这更是我们未来要一起努力的目标。
This is our goal for the future.
最后，我想当我们要努力建立一个复兴的教会，那我们可以看见，当我们努力，愿意努力的时候，就会带来一个复兴的结果。
So when we build a church, the church will be revived.
那这样的结果就是一个人数增长的一个教会。
Then the number will increase.
因为圣经告诉我们说，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Because in Bible, the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
有人说, 哎呀, 我们教会复兴, 我们不在乎人数的, 我们在乎质量啊。
So some says that the revival is about quality, not quantity.
所以我们就给自己心里安慰, 说, 哎呀, 我们人数这么少啊, 但是不过我们的质量都很优秀的啊。
So that's even though the number here is not great,
哦,
这, but quality is good.
啊, 这是自我安慰啊,
but that's self-deprecation.
但是我的认为是, 啊, 这个, 人数的增长, 这是果, 不是因。
But the number increase is the result, it's not the reason.
不是我们看见人很长很长, 哦, 所以我们就人很多, 所以我说, 这个教会是一个复兴的教会。 No, 不是这样子的。 而是说我们一个复兴的教会, 当我们刚刚所谈的, 所学的这些, 必定带来一个结果, 就是神会将得救的人数加给他们。
Not because the number indicating it's a reviving church, but because it's a reviving church, then the number increase.
所以盼望我们建立一个神一个复兴教会的一个目标，我们不单单以人数增长来考量。
So the goal for reviving church is not just about number.
因为这是复兴教会必然的一个结果。
It should be the result.
主会将得救的人数加给我们，也许这是神的主权。
Because the Lord will add to our number, that's His authority.
但是根据刚才我们所学习的，我们如果要经历教会复兴，我们仍然我们有我们的责任。
So even though we want to build a reviving church, we still have our responsibility.
那我们的责任是什么呢?
What's that?
那就是我们对内的生命态度。
So that's our attitude toward inner life.
我们是否有一个目标，愿意建立在一个谦卑学习、团契相交、有敬虔生命的一个教会呢?
So are we a humble church, a fellowship church, and a devoted church?
那第二方面，我们有没有对外的社区见证呢?
So do we have a testimony toward the community?
我们的目标是否在建立一个爱心分享、表里一致、社区友谊的教会呢?
So love sharing, consistent, and welcomed church.
那最后我们对上的一个渴慕追求，我们是否有目标建立在一个看重祷告、满有神经、神机、同心敬拜的教会呢?
So do we longing for God, building a praying, miraculous, and worshiping church?
呀，倘若我们都愿意照这样行，我相信我们就能够重新建造。
If you're willing, we can build a reviving church.
要很高兴神带领我，终于把家当这个礼拜都带过来了。Praise
the Lord, I bring everything from Ohio to here.
那我也很感恩神给我这样的机会来这里跟大家一起建立一个神得荣耀的教会。So
God gave me this opportunity to rebuild this church.
但是我更要邀请我们弟兄姐妹，我们一起来完成神的托付。
But I'd like to invite you to work with me together.
Yeah, 我没有办法一个人来完成。
I cannot do it alone.
我没有三头六臂。
So I only have 24 hours.
我也非常的平庸。 我想各样的才干能力比不上各位。
So I'm ordinary, not that talented compared to many brothers and sisters.
但我只有一件事情，就是我愿意顺服来到这个地方。
But I'm submissive to God's will to come here.
我盼望我们弟兄姐妹也能够有这样的一个心愿，愿意顺服在神的带领，我们一起来建造神得复兴一个荣耀的教会。So
I hope the brother submissive to God's will lets us build a reviving church here.
在我们有生之年，我们可以一起经历这个教会得到复兴，好吗？
So for the rest of life, we can experience our church to be a reviving church. Okay?
不管你现在是基督徒。 还是你现在只是一个慕道，还在追求的过程当中。
Whether you're a Christian or just a seeker,
我们都来这里一起来经历神的荣耀，好不好？
Let's experience God's glory here.
好不好？
Okay.
好，让我们一起起立，我们来回应。